Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
So every Friday, our resident fitness enthusiast, Liesl van der Westhuizen, has the lead on all the fun and functional events happening near you. Now you can find out more about the upcoming fitness in your area. Liesl has it all. Good morning, Liesl.
Good morning, Masanga. How are you this morning?
Very excited. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. The weekend's here. And of course, there's always lots to do.
Listen, I saw purple speedos, triathlons and family friendly events. Yeah. You've painted that's quite a picture.
Well, imagine a whole lot of men running through your neighborhood in purple speedos. And I don't know if you've ever done the purple speedo for the Hala Daredevil run. Have you done that before?
Not yet. It's something that's in my wish list. I really want to do it.
Well, don't worry. You've got a week to go to get there and be part of it. I know entries close on Monday, and I thought I'd get hold of Warwick Bloom from Hollard just to tell us more about the Daredevil Run happening next week.
The Daredevil Run is all about men and boys dressed only in purple speedos, running 5 kilometers to raise awareness about testicular and prostate cancers. It happens every year, but this year's event is going to be bigger, braver, and ballsier than ever. This year, the main run is happening at Zoo Lake in Joburg again for the first time in 2 years, and we're so happy. But we're also calling on men and boys from every corner of South Africa to run in their own neighborhoods. Remember that it's a run, not a race, so men of all shapes and sizes can take part. We're calling on schoolboys and students, running clubs and companies, and of course, previous Daredevil participants to get out of their comfort zones and join us on 30 September. Cancer affects all of us, and raising awareness saves lives. All proceeds from the run go to Cancer and the Prostate Cancer Foundation of South Africa. So you really will be doing good while feeling good and looking good in your speedo. Register right now for the Hollard Daredevil Run on web tickets.
Or you can go to daredevilrun.com. So Wasanga, that's definitely enough time for you to enter. And you could even walk the 5K if you like.
Liesl, is it available? Do I just need a speedo? Or is it accessible to everyone?
It is with your entry. You do get your speedo. Daredevilrun.com has all the details. And the actual real event is happening at Zoo Lake, but virtual ones are all over the country. So any running club, any club, any walking club, just get together, get your entries in before Monday, this Monday, to be part of that. And that is just a awareness run for Prostate Cancer Foundation as well as the Cancer Foundation. Mm-hmm. There's something else happening for Breast Cancer Awareness in October. Yes, some more info.
It's called the Imagine Challenge, and it's a virtual event running from the 1st to the 31st of October. The event choices are 42 kilometers of running, walking, or hiking, 500 kilometers of cycling, 10 kilometers of swimming, 24 hours of gym, CrossFit, or yoga. You can do one challenge or a couple of them. You have the whole month. All your training and in-person event activities count towards your goal. The entry includes a goodie bag with surprises from our awesome sponsors, Socks Footwear, USN, Diskem, Butternut, and Ass Magic. Enter on our website, iloveboobies.co.za.
That's Nikki from I Love Boobies telling us about the Eye Awareness Campaign. How cool is their foundation called I Love Boobies?
I know a lot of men who would agree with it, and women, actually.
And the reason why they started it and named it that, because we're also scared to talk about our breasts, our boobies, and they do work in the community and do screening in the local communities with breast cancer awareness. So the funds raised are going to screening in local communities. Now, when I saw these distances and I heard her saying 500 kilometers of cycling, 42 kilometers of running, you've got a whole month to do it. So whether you walk 1.3 kilometers a day, that will get you to your distance. 24 hours of gym or CrossFit or yoga in a month. And remember, it's October, so it's 31 days. You've got more than enough time. And you can just get to the I Love Boobies website or Facebook page to find out more about their awareness campaign. So two really great events, creating awareness for two very not spoken about, testicular cancer and breast cancer. So it's nice to have both these events in very show-offy ways, from purple speedos to talking about I Love Boobies. I think it's incredible what people are doing out there to raise awareness and funds.
Gotta love marketers. Last time I wore a speedo and ran in a speedo was in high school, I think. Looking forward to that. And also, very importantly, Breast Cancer Awareness Month for October. And any family friendly events happening in Gauteng and Western Cape?
Now, I wish I was part of this one. It's a fun-filled inflatable obstacle course for families with young children aged 4 to 13.
Take my money.
I'm also there. I wish I could be 4 to 13. I love an inflatable. Here's some more info.
Hi, this is Tash Marriott from Heronbridge College in Four Ways. And on the 24th of September, we're partnering with Planet Fitness to host a fantastic, fun-filled inflatable obstacle course for families with children aged 4 to 13. There are 3-kilometer and 5-kilometer routes available, and you can earn Discovery Vitality points for participating on the day. Whether you're a family with little ones wanting a fun day out, the cool aunt wanting to race her nephews up the climbing wall, or the competitive family who wants to challenge your friends down the giant gladiator slides, this event is just for you. Join us this Heritage Day at 8 o'clock for the Ngoba Challenge. Enter online at entryninja.com and follow us on Facebook at Heronbridge for updates.
That is definitely something that sounds like it's going to be loads of fun. And if anyone's entered this, please tag us at Cape Talk or at 702 in your images and tell us how you did, because I think that's going to be definitely a morning full of laughter and fun.
I love the name Ngoba Challenge. And for our listeners, if you don't know, it's NQOBA. I really, really love that, the name especially. And yeah, just the idea of being the cool uncle or aunt is
exactly
awesome.
That is my best. So we started our fitness this weekend fitness roundup with being in a Speedo, and we're ending it off with being in a wetsuit with Cape Town Triathlon next weekend in Cape Town. It starts with a 750-meter swim in a protected marine area, and I promise you that area is full of dolphins. I spoke to some of the swimmers yesterday saying there's not a time that they've swum there that they haven't seen dolphins. Then it's a 20-kilometer bicycle ride, and you see Table Mountain in the backdrop, and then it's just a 5k fun flat run with some great fun points along the way. And I thought I'd just get a quick update from one of the sponsors about this event.
Hello, Cape Town triathletes and open water swimming fans. This is Jan from Sailfish. My company produces the best wetsuits in the world, and we are the sponsor for next week's Cape Town Triathlon. So come and check out the most flexible, most buoyant, and super cold protecting wetsuits from Sailfish, and meet us at the Cape Town Triathlon at the waterfront next weekend. Thanks a lot, and see you there. Bye-bye.
That's the Cape Town Triathlon happening the 2nd of October, www.bikeruntry.co.za if you'd like to enter.
Liesl, thank you so much. And I'm already excited about talking and reflecting on the previous weekend and what we can expect next week. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Wasanga. Have a good weekend.